Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, May 27th, 2019. 25 years ago today, the reconstruction of the Frauenkirche in Dresden, which was destroyed in the Second World War by air raids of the Allies, officially began. Today's Berlin briefing will deal exclusively with German results of this weekend's EU election, and we'll continue with regular reporting tomorrow. Voters gave the great coalition parties CDU, CSU, and SPD historically bad results in yesterday's European elections. According to public broadcaster ARD's first projection, the CDU and CSU remains the strongest force, but has fallen by 8% to 27.9%. The SPD achieved only 15.6%, a loss of 12%. Putting it in third place behind the Greens, who, with 21.8%, were able to celebrate their best result to date in a nationwide election. According to the extrapolation, the FDP and the left each reached 5.5%, while the AfD reached 10.5%. All other parties together accounted for around 13%. The voter turnout in Germany was estimated at 59%, compared to 48.1% 5 years ago. In front of embassies of other EU countries in Berlin, long lines formed in the afternoon, and videos posted on Twitter showed hundreds of people queuing in front of the French embassy on Pariser Platz and the Romanian embassy in Dorotheenstrasse. Some incidents were also reported. Voters in the Berlin district of Lichtenrade at the Katakolbitz primary school were standing in front of closed doors. The polling station mentioned on the election notification that it had been moved at short notice to the neighboring Ulrich von Hutten Gymnasium, which is located on the same site, because the first had no barrier-free access. Berlin-Pankow, the capital's largest constituency, also experienced problems on Sunday morning. 16 election workers had called in sick, and another 23 had failed to appear without apology. However, 31 standby election workers could be promptly reassigned so that there were no problems. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.